Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Professor Piffle's Peculiar Pet. Professor Percival Piffle, a scientist whose hair seemed to have a mind of its own, it always stood on end, especially when he was thinking, lived in a laboratory filled with whirring gadgets and bubbling beakers. His greatest invention was the Gizmo Gloop Generator, a machine that could create, well, anything gloopy. One Wednesday, Professor Piffle was attempting to create self-stirring soup. He flipped a switch, poured in some ingredients, and watched. The Gizmo Gloop Generator whirred, hissed, and then, with a puff of purple smoke, out popped, not soup, but a small, shimmering, gelatinous blob. It was bouncy. Very bouncy. And it made a noise like a tiny boing whenever it moved. Professor Piffle, though surprised, was also fascinated. He nudged it with a spoon. Boing! It went again, then bounced off the spoon and across the lab floor.
Remarkable!
Professor Piffle exclaimed, his hair practically vibrating with excitement.
A sentient blob! I shall call you Blobbert.
Blobbert was, to put it mildly, a handful. He loved to bounce on everything, leaving tiny, shimmering trails. He bounced on the sofa, making it sag. He bounced on the bookshelves, sending books tumbling down. He even bounced on Professor Piffle's head, giving him a very jiggly thought process. Professor Piffle tried to teach Blobbert tricks.
Blobbert, sit!
He commanded. Blobbert, instead, bounced into the air, did three rapid boing-oings, and then landed in a bucket of rubber bands, emerging as a strangely stretched, yet still jiggly, form. One evening, Professor Piffle was trying to finish a very important paper. He was stuck on a difficult equation. He sighed, rubbing his temples. Blobbert, noticing his friend's distress, bounced onto the desk. He bounced on the paper, making the numbers jiggle. He bounced on the pencil, making it draw a wiggly line. Then, with a particularly enthusiastic boing, he bounced right onto the calculator, pressing a random series of buttons. The calculator whirred, and then, miraculously, spit out the exact answer to Professor Piffle's equation. Professor Piffle stared, then blinked, then stared again. Blobbert looked up at him, shimmering innocently.
Blobbert, Professor Piffle whispered, you're not just bouncy. You're brilliant!
From that day on, Blobbert became Professor Piffle's official problem-solving pet, his unique bouncing abilities proving surprisingly useful, especially when equations needed a little jiggly inspiration. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.